This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's ruling military council and the country's pro-democracy movement have reached a power-sharing agreement, including a timetable for a transition to civilian rule. An African Union envoy confirmed this early Friday. Mohamed El-Hassan Labat said that both sides agreed to form a joint sovereign council that will rule the country for 3 years or a little more. The sides agreed to 5 seats for the military and 5 for civilians, with an additional seat going to a civilian with military background. The emerging deal could break weeks of political impasse since the military ousted autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. Talks on a power-sharing agreement had collapsed when security forces raised a protest camp outside the military headquarters in Khartoum June 3rd. U.S. President Donald Trump praised the U.S. military and called on Americans to stay true to the cause in his Independence Day speech. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Hello, America. Hello.
On a hot, humid, and at times rainy night in the nation's capital, President Donald Trump spoke from the Lincoln Memorial on his Independence Day salute to America.
The spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever.
Before the speech, critics had assailed Trump for politicizing the 4th of July, but the president stayed away from politics and stuck to his theme of praising the U.S. military for its bravery and sacrifices. The event was punctuated by military flyovers and the sounds of the U.S. Army band. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has confirmed a military submersible vessel that caught fire, killing 14 crew members, was nuclear-powered. Putin spoke to responders about the Monday fire aboard the undersea watercraft at the Kremlin Thursday. According to a transcript released by the Russian government, he consulted with his defense minister before confirming the status of the nuclear power unit. This is VOA News. An Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria has been seized in the British territory of Gibraltar. The EU and United States have sanctions against Syria, and U.S. President Donald Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep those sanctions intact. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrell reports the collapse of the Iran nuclear deal is putting Europe in a tight position.
Europe has been saying that it wants to save the nuclear deal with world powers. Europe has called on Iran to continue to abide by the terms of the deal, but Iran increasingly has said that it won't, citing the maximalist pressure campaign by the U.S. government under President Donald Trump.
Choking off Iran's market for oil has severely damaged the Iranian economy. Reports from the news media, lawyers, and the federal government itself about conditions in migrant centers along the southern border with Mexico are bleak. U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities contain thousands of unaccompanied children and adults who crossed into the U.S. without authorization in recent months are woefully overcrowded, substandard, and filthy. Many have gone without showers, adequate food, and water. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General released Tuesday calls for immediate improvements in 5 Texas holding facilities, with the primary recommendation of releasing people faster into the custody of other government agencies capable of handling the situation better. The Tunisian Coast Guard says 83 African migrants drowned off the coast this week when their boat sank in the Mediterranean. 3 people survived. The incident occurred just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. People in the U.S. state of California continue to regroup after being rattled by a magnitude 6.4 earthquake in the southern part of the state Thursday morning. There were several fires and injuries as a result in the town of Ridgecrest. Seismologists say that the seismic rupture occurred just 9 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface, which actually amplified the effect. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones says Thursday's earthquake that struck near the town was not a surprise.
We have a national seismic hazard map where we take all that the geologists know about all of the faults and say what's the relative risk. And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults. Each one individually moves not that often, but there's a lot of them.
And the region continues to feel aftershocks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast from VOA 1.